This goes out to the AVS fam, to the crew getting ready at the Pepsi can. DJ Triple T banging thunder with the high jams. My dog Bernie Yan smiles in the West stands.
The ColoradoHockey.com podcast is brought to you by FSFAM.com, AVSFAM.com.
The lost art of the role player. Let me start by defining a role player as I see it. To me, it would be better to call them supporting cast members because they do all of the little things that you don't want your star players to be doing. The star scores the goals, he gets stacked up for the power plays. They have such great skill that they can't be bothered to do the things that other people do. They play the leading role, the star of the show role. But here's the thing, without the supporting cast, they wouldn't get to do any of these things. They wouldn't have those people propping them up to be that star, to be the star of the show. Sakic, Forsberg, Hayduke all had high notes. Gagliardi, Scott Parkers, Chris Simons, Claude Lemieux, the type of players that agitate, battle in front of the net, get punched in the face by the other team, and get them to take penalties they wouldn't have taken otherwise. They get them off their game. That's what a role player does. That's what I see a role player as right now. So tell me this, who do the Avs have right now that fits that version of a role player? Go ahead, what do you got? Sorry, who? Oh, Komu? Soderberg? Yeah, not really. The closest thing we have to a role player in this sense is JT Compher. And he's pretty damn good at the hard-nosed hockey part, but he's no threat to drop the gloves, and he's just a little too chill to agitate the other team into taking a penalty they wouldn't take without just flat-out doing some hard work, which is great. Hard work penalties are great, but sometimes you need somebody out there to get another guy to do something stupid, and we don't really have anyone like that, or somebody who is willing to break his hand to stick up for a teammate, or somebody who will jump in front of that puck to save the game, or even when we're up by 3 goals. And all of these are just things that a role player will do. It's not actually what defines them. What defines them is their role on the team, the thing that they do that makes the other guys feel comfortable enough to do what they do. Wayne Gretzky was never out there by himself. He always had a guy keeping him from getting his head taken off, didn't he? So tell me this. Is Kerfoot a role player? No, not in this sense. What about Yak? Is he a good role player? No. Yak is anything but disciplined when it comes to being a role player, and that's another thing that role players do. They have some discipline in their game. A good role player answers the bell when a tough guy wants to ring his bell, and he goes to the places on the ice that are higher danger to win those battles. We have some of that in some of the players, but not a true role player. I say all of this to tell you this. I think that the Avalanche should have given AJ Greer a little bit more time to show his value to the team. I think he would have calmed his jets a little bit when it came to fighting anyone who challenged him, and I think that it would have given him a little time to show what he can bring as a role player to those other people to make them better star players. He is a good supporting cast member, but I don't know if he's ever going to get the chance again because the stage has changed now. We've made a few trades along the way. We have a few more guys who can come out and play some pretty good hockey, so will AJ Greer ever get his chance? I don't know. The unfortunate and yet awesome truth is that the Avs have a lot of good young players to give a look right now, and they need to make some decisions that may be tough and won't allow guys who are bubble players or on the edge or role players or bottom six players to get on the team without something major happening. But I will go on record as saying that I still think there's a place for AJ Greer or someone like him in the lineup, so long as Bednar's dressing Gabriel Bourque or refusing to scratch players who vanish for a few games like Ghetto and Nieto. The kid needs another chance, or somebody like him needs a chance to come up here and fill that role as a role player and to make things on the ice just a little bit more kosher, to bring homeostasis to this team. And I know that some of you disagree because you let me know that, and that's cool. We're all humans. That's what we do, right? But if I asked you, what do you believe in strongly that other people think is crazy? What do you believe in that people disagree with? You'd have nothing. Admit it. If you can't go out on a limb and say something that's against the status quo, then enjoy your Fruity Pebbles, your skim milk, and regurgitating the news of the popular media. I'm cool with that. If you have something to say, though, and you didn't hear it on the radio or see it in an article, get a podcast, drop a pair, and let's hear it. Yeah, right now you're thinking I'm a dick, right? That's what I mean. That's what an agitator does right there. He goes out there and he stirs up the shit. That's what the Avs need. All right. Yeah. So that little example put aside, that's all I have to say about that right now. Love your comments. Keep doing them. Stay awesome.
Well, I guess you had enough of all this hockey coaching stuff, and now you're off to that old golf course in the sky. But whatever, Patty, see ya. We got a new coach to coach and lead us. Tell me why you had to be so patty. Why? Why you had to be so petty? Why? Why? Why you had to be so petty? Why? Why? Why you had to be so petty? Why? Why you had to be so petty? Why? Now the core is getting older, but the chip up on your shoulder and the decisions that Joe didn't let you make. The man's got you tripping mad, and we all know that petty don't play that. Tell me why you had to be so petty? Why? Ah, peace out, petty. Why? No hard feelings. Hashtag next era.